Yes, the army attacked Hamam for 3 days, and last week he started surrounding Hama and preventing people from getting out or in the city. Then he started bring tanks inside the city to attack some neighborhoods like Bab al Qibli and Al Hamidiya.
How many people have been killed?
During the army attack, I have like 22 names.
All they've died in the last 3 days.
But you know there is some bodies. We didn't have their names yet because they arrested some people, then they throw the bodies in other areas. Like they arrested some people from certain neighborhood, then their bodies were found in other neighborhoods with handcuffs in their hands.
And have these 22 people that you have names of, have they died in the last 3 days?
They died during the army attack, not the last 3 days. The army attack started last Tuesday to Saturday.
And does the army now control Hama?
He always controlled Hama, but recently the Free Army attacked the some security forces which tried to arrest some people in Bab al-Qibli, and they killed an officer.
When was this?
It's a week before the army attack Hama. It was on Thursday, I think.
What's been happening in the last 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours, they attacked Al Ghab area. It's north Hama, northwest Hama of Hama. They attacked the Qalat al-Madiq or Afamia city. They actually attacked it with tanks, and they started to bomb the city, and they even attacked the historical castle there.
Did you witness this yourself?
No, but I have lots of friends in Afamia.
Where are you based at the moment?
In Hama.
And you know, what is the atmosphere like in the city?
Today it's calm. Yesterday and before they attacked this not only the Afamia city, the whole region, the whole villages the whole area was under attack, and they tried to arrest many of the activists there.
Do you think the Free Syrian Army will fight back?
Well, I don't know, but until now there was no any clash between the Free Army and the Syrian Army in Qalat al-Madiq. They were attacking the civilians.
But the Free Syrian Army have been active in the Hama area.
Yes, it's active. Actually, there in Hama city there was some battles between, but in Afamia there wasn't any battles there.
The UN Security Council is meeting this week. What do you hope they will be achieved?
No, well, I hope they make some effort to stop the killing in Syria, because we witnessing a very high level of deaths recently. It's like 100 people every day.
What do you want the international community to do?
To find a way to help the Syrian people by interfering in Syria, or helping the Free Army, or by any way they found it good to help the Syrian army, the Syrian people, we will be thankful, because the situation is becoming very worse. Since the last time you talked to me, now the situation is very, very bad.